Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. When a store asks you if you want a digital receipt rather than a long slip of paper, make sure you know where that digital receipt is going. In a lot of cases, they're winding up in the wrong hands, and it's stirring up trouble. We'll have more details in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Research published by the Journal of the American Medical Association indicates that costs of popular brand-name drugs double every 7 to 8 years. In fact, nearly all the roughly 50 most common brand-name prescription drugs in the U.S. got more expensive between early 2012 and late 2017, and 17 of those drugs saw their costs more than double. Among them were Chantix, the smoking cessation aid, also Lipitor, that's a statin used to reduce high cholesterol, Humira, which treats a range of autoimmune conditions, and Viagra. And the Wall Street Journal Real Estate Bureau reports that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is close to plunking down $80 million on 3 New York City apartments. Bezos is buying a penthouse and 2 units directly beneath it at 212 Fifth Avenue. That's near New York's Madison Square Park. The main penthouse alone spans 3 floors with a private elevator and large terraces, was most recently on the market for $58 million. If the 3 units are turned into a single-family home, they would total more than 17,000 square feet with 12 bedrooms. Bezos already has homes in Washington, D.C., Beverly Hills, West Texas, and Medina, Washington.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why they've created Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. Eno catches over-tipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, and then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. It's another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Square has a secret problem. No, the problem isn't secret. The payments company has an issue in its hands where receipts are forwarded to the wrong person. And in some cases, it has stirred up trouble. Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Rudiger is here with the details. So, Peter, just to catch everybody up, Square is a very convenient payment process for both merchants and customers.
That's right. Many of our listeners probably have used a Square device at their local coffee shop or flea markets. It's those white devices. Some of them plug into iPhones. When you hand over your credit card to the business, they'll swipe it. And that tablet they use to swipe the payment will ask you, do you want a receipt? And you can select if you want emailed or texted to you. In doing that, what some people don't realize is that that card that you use is forever going to be linked to that email address or to that phone number unless you tell Square not to do that.
And this is a very popular payment process. In fact, in a 12-month period, Square emails out hundreds of millions of receipts.
Right. Over 300 million receipts were emailed the last time they gave that number, and they were able to assemble a customer directory off of those. So they've just off those emails, the directory could be as many as 90 million people.
Wow.
And now they can do things like if your coffee shop wants to send out a coupon or a loyalty program, now Square has your email address. They can do that on behalf of their coffee shop or really any business that uses Square and where you've shopped.
But if somebody mistypes an email address or their phone number, that could send the receipt wayward. And sometimes it's not just a fun, innocent moment.
Exactly. So we spoke to someone for the story named Teresa Smith, who was in the process of getting divorced, something that she wanted to keep pretty quiet. But her divorce attorney used Square. And so when Teresa gave the attorney her credit card, unbeknownst to her, it was linked to an email address of a friend of hers.
Oh.
And so the friend was alerted to the fact that she was getting divorced and forwarded the receipt, and the secret was out, unfortunately.
And I guess there are more innocuous moments in your story on WSJ.com where somebody's buying someone flowers as a surprise. And, you know, spouses tend to share credit card numbers and perhaps email addresses, and the secret's out.
Right. That's one of the more common examples we heard. You know, every Christmas, every Valentine's Day, a business that uses Square might hear from the spouse of one of their customers saying, hey, I know about this secret Christmas gift or Valentine's Day gift you were playing. Some are take it in stride. Some of it are pretty angry. But there are other reasons why a credit card or, you know, text message number can be linked to a to a given payment instrument. So maybe the business itself enters in your email and asks on your behalf and has a typo in it. Let's say you get a new telephone number, but it used to belong to somebody else that was already linked to a different card, and maybe now you're getting all their purchases. And sometimes you yourself might just have a typo when you put in your email. So there's a lot of ways for it to go.
Yeah, and it's not just a Square problem. I mean, this is a sign of the times with cashless checkout and the need for efficiency. It's not just the responsibility on the part of Square or the merchant or on the customer. There has to be really a lot of accuracy on both sides. You can't have a fat finger syndrome and just be done with it.
Right. And you can maybe say that merchants of all sizes would like to have this kind of information for loyalty programs. I'm sure a lot of big retailers, you know, might have my email address and use it to send me different coupons and promotional material. But Square is different, right? Square is used by millions of businesses. And just because I give my local coffee shop my email address to get receipts I might not know that that also gives Square permission to use that receipt across any of the millions of businesses that it has in its stables.
Wow. So to protect yourself, maybe cash is king?
Yes. We also tell people in the story that there is a link at the bottom of most receipts for you to decouple a given card from a given email address or text. But again, that doesn't help you before the fact. It can only help you after the fact.
Right, right. All right. This is Wall Street Journal's Peter Rudiger here in our studio. Peter, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.